from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are back here on Cody and Gold on 96.5 The Fan, and we're just a week away from kickoff of the NFL season, which means you either already drafted in your fantasy leagues or you're about to. I got a draft tonight, my third draft, Cody, already. And to join us for some more advice to see if I screwed up my drafts already as well, Paul Charchi and our friend from Guillotine Leagues. He's the director of Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com. Charch, good to have you back on for another year, man.
I know. We've been doing this, I don't know, whatever, 5-6 years. Yeah. And wow, we are in the thick of fantasy draft season. I mean, this next week is when, I don't know, half of all fantasy drafts are going to happen in the next 7 days. It's awesome. We love it.
Charge, I waited 1 week to take a running back. Am I screwed?
Waited a week, meaning as like in I just a week waited. Of a slow draft?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're going to be okay. I don't take running backs at the beginning of my draft anyway. If you wait on running back, here's what's going to happen. You're going to be fine. Because here's the guys you can target in the middle of your draft. They're going to help you. Volume backs like Arizona's James Conner, or Las Vegas's Zamir White, or Houston's Joe Mixon, or New York's Devin Singletary, or Chicago's DeAndre Swift, or receiving backs like Austin Eckler, or goal line backs like Detroit's David Montgomery, or LA's Gus Edwards, or Miami's Raheem Mostert. I mean, these are all guys that are going round 5, round 6, round 7, round 8, round 9. These are all guys you can get in the middle rounds, and then you spend that high draft equity, rounds 1, rounds 2, rounds 3, round 4, on sure thing players at the quarterback, wide receiver, and tight end position, because those guys don't have the volatility that the running backs have.
Someone that seems a little tricky right now is Rams running back Kyren Williams. I have him in one of my leagues. I'm sure people listening are going to have an opportunity to draft him very high in their leagues. Last year, you know, he was a great story. He had some injury problems. But are you worried all the update now? He's going to, what, return punts?
Yeah, he's going to return punts. And that feels highly dangerous. I mean, what lead running back returns punts? WTF? This is weird. It's happened one time briefly. If you go back to 2018, which, you know, obviously a long time ago, Alvin Kamara did it for one season or part of one season to return 12 punts. That's it. We have like no data to suggest this is something that teams do. And last year, Kyren Williams was a total Cinderella story because he got all of the Rams' workload because nobody else on roster was worth giving a handoff to. But now the Rams have drafted Michigan star runner Blake Corum. And Corum, of note, by the way, 61 touchdowns in his 4 years at Michigan, totally NFL ready with all the seasoning he got in that pro-style offense that they run at Michigan. Corum has not gotten a preseason snap with the Rams, which is what you want, because Sean McVay does always rest his starters. That tells us that Corum is a starter. So for me, it is panic time on Kyren Williams going off the board as running back 7 based on last year being roughly running back 5. But I think this is a split backfield, and that price is too high for
all right,
Kyren Williams.
Charge, let's stick with the running backs. It's the theme so far here as we're talking. What about Christian McCaffrey? Because he was incredible last season. He stayed healthy in our listener Guillotine League. As a matter of fact, Cody had somehow the number 1 overall pick, and he took Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, wow.
Did he screw up? Was that the right move?
Well, you know, I'm starting to turn against Christian McCaffrey, and not for the reasons that anybody's talking about. Everybody's talking about Brandon Ayuk's holdout. Nobody's talking about the holdout of arguably the best tackle in football, Trent Williams. Last year, he was Pro Football Focus's number 2 ranked run-blocking lineman. And Trent Williams is a principled guy. You'll remember, if you go back like 6-7 years, he held out a whole season from Washington when they misdiagnosed his cancer. And he's way richer now, by the way, so he can you know, afford to hold out a lot better now than he could then. So I'm going to give you guys, Cody, Alex, I'm going to give you five names, and I want you to tell me if these five names are San Francisco's starting offensive line right now, or the five guys in San Francisco emo band Platypus Scourge.
Okay, I'm ready.
Here they are. All right. Jalen Moore, Aaron Banks, Jake Brendel, Dominic Pooney, Colton McKivitz.
I mean, I would guess the Platypus band, but I mean, I'm guessing that's their starting offensive line.
Alex?
Well, he doesn't even want to guess. He's afraid.
You chicken. That is the starting offensive line for the San Francisco 49ers. Those guys. That worries me. And we saw scenarios last year where Trent Williams left the game for various reasons, and that offense is very, very different without him. And if this is going to be a shaky offensive line, that might be enough to really upend a lot of everybody's preconceived notions on San Francisco, what that offense could do.
Church, what do you do typical draft-wise? You know, is some of these, you know, some of these leagues we float in and out of, or you get back into it and you're like, man, should I just be taking the guy with the highest average draft position? Should I just be taking position of need? What's your typical draft strategy? Let's say you're going into a non-auction format, and instead you're just stuck with average draft position, you know?
Right. So here's how most people draft. You come up on the clock. Cody, you're on the clock.
Yeah.
They look at the next few players on the list, and, you know, they go through, you know, like five, six guys who are the next up on that site's draft list, and they pick the guy from the pool they like the most. But I'm the guy scrolling way down the list to find players that I want the most, even if they would likely be available for me in the next round. I don't care about any of that. And the reason I don't care is because 10 days from now, when the Sunday of the NFL season is here, nobody's going to remember or care where you took your players. You're just going to care about whether you're happy with your team. And fantasy football is supposed to be fun. I want the players I love on my team. And people get so tuned in to the order that they're listed and, you know, picking the right guy at the right time. Just go get your guys. Just go get the players you love. Fantasy football's fun, and it's more fun if you've got your players. Don't be a slave to average draft position.
Can you tell me two or the three that you feel are that way? Because I know one for me is Khalil Shakir.
That's my guy.
Oh, really?
Khalil Shakir. That's my favorite sleeper of the entire fantasy football process.
Look at us. I'm a big Khalil Shakir guy.
So, all right, make your case, and then I'll add on to it.
Okay, so everyone thinks it's going to be Keon Coleman, but same thing applies where a rookie with a limited skill set typically isn't the guy. And I've watched Khalil Shakir in multiple games. He gets open a lot underneath and in those mid routes, and I feel like they're just going to throw to him all the time.
All right, I'm going to add on to that. Massive vacuum of vacated targets in Buffalo. Diggs gone. Gabe Davis gone. 317 targets gone out of Buffalo. Only one player to the starting lineup is a returning veteran, Khalil Shakir. And he quietly passed Gabe Davis on the depth chart. Last year, he started 8 of the last 10 games for Buffalo last year. And sure, rookie Keon Coleman might be ready to contribute at some point, but probably that's pretty far down the road. Curtis Samuel already dinged up, and he's kind of a gadget guy who gets the ball near the line of scrimmage. And here's the two stats that I love on Khalil Shakir. He ranked number 3 in yards after the catch last year. Rashee Rice. I don't have to tell your listeners how good they are. So over 7 yards after the catch, Khalil Shakir. And he ranked number 1 in the entire league in passer rating on balls thrown to him. The passer rating was 133 on passes thrown to Khalil Shakir. He is slippery. The Bills are going to manufacture looks for him, maybe a lot of looks. I love that guy, and I've targeted him in a bunch of leagues.
All right, George, every league's got their own little, like, personal things they do, like in our league. You got to drink 4 Tank 7s before you draft, which is like a 9% ABV beer. There's shots built into the board, right? Like, if you finish last, man, there's a punishment that goes with it. You're in fantasy all the time. I never think to ask you, but you got any good fantasy football stories? I like the craziness of how fantasy players are.
Yeah, I got a great story for you. That somebody just texted me yesterday with this, which I think illustrates the passion and or insanity of fantasy players. This is from my friend Zach, who, by the way, plays bass in a upcoming burgeoning band called Yam House. You can check those out if you like. Here's the text I got. Charge. I was helping my dad clean up trees from the storm Monday. We had a big storm come through over the weekend. And a 1,000-pound tree fell on me. And I thought it crushed every bone in my body. My parents miraculously lifted it off to me, and I was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance, not knowing what had happened. After they gave me fentanyl, I realized I was on the clock in our league. So pick in the ambulance. When I got to the hospital, they diagnosed me with 5 fractured ribs, a broken collarbone, and a punctured lung. But I made my picks. That's dedication to our guillotine league.
My goodness. I can't even imagine. Like,
I can't either. That is dedication to your league right there. Now, you wonder who he picked?
Sure.
So he's in the ambulance up, you know, on fentanyl. He took, and it was near the late end of the draft, in fairness. He took Browns running back Donta Foreman, who hours later got cut.
At least it was at the end of the draft. I thought for a second you were going to tell me he took some retired guy, like he ended up with Marshawn Lynch on his squad somehow.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's almost as bad, but yes, he did. At least he did not burn high draft equity, so there's that.
Charge, we really appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to fantasy stuff, and by this time next week, we'll be talking about who to put in our starting lineup. I can't wait.
I know, unreal. We're going to be breaking down your Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Find out if you're a Carson Steele
guy. Thanks, my friends.
Hey, thanks, Charge.
So that was Paul Charchian of Guillotine Leagues. Our conversations every week with Charge, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. A couple things. Do you ever regret coming up on the clock?
Okay, so you heard that? I don't regret coming up on the clock.
The clock. I didn't know.
I'm gonna hit that L.
I've never had that happen. And then the story in the ambulance. I don't want to ever hear anybody saying, I couldn't make my draft. That dude made a pick in the ambulance with fractured ribs on pain
high
meds.
On fentanyl. He's just like, la, la, la. Mm-hmm. And he took a guy who got cut, which is unfortunate. Because the story's even better. For some reason, you found the late round sleeper of a lifetime with that pick. You know, you're like, oh, my God, I took, you know, whatever, Estime. And it turns out he's a 1,000-yard back out of
that's
nowhere.
The second time today you've mentioned Estime.
Are you drafting him?
Is he a sleeper for you?
Not really.
You mentioned him twice.
I like Denver running backs generally because they've worked out. I was just trying to call back a name I could think of that was like,
I didn't know if you had some scoop this year.
I like some of the backup Denver running backs because it feels like they'll probably run a lot with Bo Nix. Probably throw a lot of short passes in a PPR league. So I'm definitely not against it. And as you heard, we're both big Khalil Shakir guys.
Definitely the case. All right, so thanks again to Charge. He's going to join us every Thursday at 1 o'clock throughout the football season like he has for the last couple of years. And he'll get us all set up for fantasy football, whether you're playing in a standard league, PPR, guillotine league, doesn't matter. He will help us out throughout the year. Brett Veach, speaking about some roles maybe for certain guys on this year's team, Chiefs general manager, he always does his press conference before the start of the season. Now the 53 is set. One player that... I know some of you maybe drafted anyway in a guillotine format because, look, you got way down the list anyway. Samaje Perine, we know the Chiefs signed him. We're both excited about the role he could have. But could he actually help week one?
We were on the lookout to add a fifth defensive end. And in addition to that, that third down Jerick McKinnon role, you know, we obviously have some guys that can run and catch. But the proficiency in pass pro, I think one of the things that Samaje brings to the table is he's been one of the best in the NFL the last few years on third down in regards to targets and pass protections. And he's just a veteran player that fills that role. And, you know, we're certainly excited to bring him in and get him up and running. And hopefully he's up to speed quickly enough to be active on Thursday night.
Got a week to get up to speed, and that would
hoping
be a nice
he'd be
boost.
Active. That'd be surprising. Yeah,
that'd be a nice boost. Look, the signing makes all the sense of the world. They needed a veteran. They needed a third down back that can catch to go with Pacheco. You don't know about Clyde's availability, so I mean, you clearly heard him that they were interested. There were reports even that they were trying to trade for him. So I think that signing overall can only help the Chiefs as the season gets going. There'll probably be some moment in the year where we look back on the Samaje Perine signing, and maybe that's the same case with the Juju signing as well. One of the interesting things that Brejvic had to say was just how things panned out with Kadarius Toney. We all know a couple days ago he was cut. I think a lot of Chiefs fans are happy to see him move somewhere else. This was Brejvic on Kadarius Toney just not working out in Kansas City after they traded for him a couple years ago.
I think it's always disappointing when a player's tenure comes to an end in that situation, meaning you'll have players that the age catches up to them. You'll have players where maybe it's obviously a really serious injury, and then you'll have players that you move on from where the talent just wasn't there. So I think when you have to move on from a player and the, you know, the full product or the finished product or untapping all that talent wasn't realized, there's a disappointment. And, you know, I think it goes both ways. I'm certainly sure that, you know, there would be things that he would do different in regards to just some of the offseason stuff and taking care of the body. But again, I think it's a process. He's a really smart kid, and I do think he'll figure it out. And again, I think he'll end up making plays for a team down the road here. But as far as our interaction and working with the kid, he was actually a lot of fun to be around, and just hope for the kid that he can get a little good luck on his side and stay healthy.
That's pretty telling, though. At one point there, I don't know, with, you know, 15 seconds ago, basically, of what you heard, they don't think he, I don't want to say in shape, but certainly didn't make sure he was healthy, in shape, whatever, as he went through the offseason and got to camp. For a guy that had the season that he had last year, right? Disastrous. For him to not show up, maybe, he didn't use the word in shape, but he said have his body right or whatever. That's basically saying he wasn't in shape or whatever, made sure he was
hitting. Or wasn't doing enough things to keep his body healthy. Yeah, you'd have to work hard at that sometimes.
That's pretty telling. So anyway, he's no longer a Chief, so it doesn't matter anymore. But that was interesting, I thought.
I know we don't have the cut in there yet because there's a lot to sift through in that. But I did want to mention one that I saw came out from the Brejvic press conference because I thought you in particular would be very excited about it. Brejvic in the press conference said he unprovoked got a text from Tyrann Mathieu. While watching one of the preseason games earlier this year, in which Tyrann Mathieu said 21 is a stud, which is, as you know, Hicks.
Yeah,
Safety who you and I both think is going to be starting by next year. And I've gotten more and more high on because they're just good at finding safeties. And a lot of draft guys, Dane Brugler's and others, had him way higher.
Boy, and you now have a guy that's been one of the better safeties in football for the last 5 to 10 years, and Tyrann Mathieu saying he's noticing him. The most casual eye can watch the preseason games, and Jaden Hicks stood out.
Yeah,
so I agree. That's cool that Tyrann Mathieu texted Veach about it. Makes me feel even better about the long-term impact that Jaden Hicks can have on this team.
Well, it makes it easier for, you know, not having to continue to pay veterans like Justin Reed. I'm not trying to usher him out of town, but the way the NFL works typically is, just like it did with Mathieu, you give him the deal, you write out the contract, you get the most of that player in their mid to late 20s, and then you need a different rookie safety, second year, third year safety after it. In their case, they're lucky because they can still go to Cook and others, but then maybe Jaden Hicks will be just the next man up who can continue, because Shamari Connor had a really nice postseason too, so I still think they're very deep at that position. I don't worry about that in future drafts. But Tyrann Mathieu just being like, hey, man, that guy's good. That's the exact same way we felt when watching him.
Yeah, no, it's a positive thought. Thinking of who's next up, maybe next up to get a contract, that could be Trey Smith. Brett Veach was asked about potentially signing Trey Smith to a deal.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been in conversations with Trey, and we still have some time here. And, you know, we'll get a chance to talk to both Trey's people and Nick's people. And it is a little tricky when you get in the offseason. It's hard to kind of work on 4 deals all at the same time, not knowing where they're going to end and not knowing where the money is going to be allocated. So you do, unfortunately, have to do it kind of systematically. And it does take time and does drag out. Fortunately, we were able to knock Harrison out rather quickly. And obviously, Creed was tricky. That took some time. He's a tremendous player, but excited to get him done. And now we still have some time here before the season starts. And we'll continue to see if we can make some progress with the last few guys here that are you know, younger guys that are going to be up next year.
I mean, the last few guys, that's Nick Bolton and Trey Smith. That's who he's talking about there, obviously. And Trey Smith, I still think, is the most likely of the two.
Agreed.
But can they get something done by Thursday? That's a week from today. That seems like he acknowledges there's a lot of work. Maybe there's a lot of work to still be done, some progress.
Every once in a while, those deals can come together pretty quick, especially because at guard, I don't think there's a mystery of what the money is if you want to pay him. The one thing I'll say about Nick Bolton, my eyes were opened a little bit just last week when Ernest Jones got traded. How does the league value tackling middle linebackers? And I say tackling middle linebackers because that's what Nick Bolton is. Nick Bolton is a guy who wears the mic, gets the tackles. He doesn't get a lot of the sacks, doesn't get interceptions, doesn't, you know, like, he's not a big turnover guy. He's just going to get you tackles and help run the defense for the middle. That's exactly what Ernest Jones was for the Rams, who they traded before the season started in a year in which they're expected to compete for the division again. All they got was a pick swap between the fifth and the sixth. That's it. That was Ernest Jones' entire value to the entire league for a guy who had a really good year last year and had four sacks, I think, in addition to his tackles. So, like, it makes you wonder if the Chiefs aren't looking at Nick Bolton being like, that price tag? Linebackers who make that money are Fred Warners.
Yeah, linebacker, but also we just know player value in trades is just not what people think. Look at Jerry Sneed. He was a top three corner in football. We remember at one point everybody thought he was getting going for a first. He ended up going for
third.
Third round pick, which is disappointing to everybody.
Third round pick, I think.
So it's just a reminder of, like, I don't care who you are. Unless we're talking about trading for a top quarterback, which nobody's trading a top quarterback away.
I don't think people give up what the Chiefs got for Tyreek anymore.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, Russell Wilson got traded. He wasn't clearly wasn't a top quarterback anymore, so that's why they were able to trade him. Normally, if you're viewed as a top five quarterback in the league still, or 10, nobody's trading you. So you're not getting top-tier talent trades with the value we all think you should get. Let's say, you know, a wide receiver gets traded. Very rarely are you getting what fans think you should get for. If Brandon Ayuk gets traded, my guess is 49ers fans will always think they never got enough for him.
This also eliminates. So let's say neither gets a deal. Trey Smith and Nick Bolton play under the final year of their contract. Well, if they decide they're going to tag either, it's Trey Smith immediately.
Oh, for sure. You're not tagging a linebacker
because you
like
can't
that.
Get anything back in return. They're untradeable if you tag him.
Yeah.
Like, you just, there's no movement in it. At least in Trey's case, you might still be able to find a team that would take a guard. So, like, this is Nick Bolton's last year. I'm convinced, unless something dramatically changes.
I think
it's kind of it for Nick Bolton, which stinks because he's done a really nice job for Kansas City. But the way the land is, middle linebackers don't get paid very often.
I think some of this will, different position at linebacker, I understand. But some of this will also depend on what Chanel looks like.
Yes.
This year. You know,
absolutely.
If all of a sudden they're like, man, we had to replace two guys, it's a little more challenging.
We just got rid of Willie Gay, and now we don't have other good linebackers.
So I think some of it will depend on what they get from the linebacking group throughout the season. I'll put it like a 10-15% chance that Nick Bolton ends up getting an extension. I think I've been saying 35%, 40% that Trey Smith ends up getting an extension at some point with the Chiefs. Up next, we'll get to what's trending. I do have an update on the guest that was potentially going to call in. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'll at least tell you what my thought process was. As Cody's 40th birthday is coming up this weekend, we'll revisit the gift.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Everything next.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending, besides the fact that we're a couple days away from Cody's birthday, we'll get back to that in a second, is that the Royals are in action against the Astros tonight.
They can
right
be
here.
Both. That's 90, my birthday.
On 96.5, The Fan.
I say Vern's, it the exact same way.
I know. Vern's On Deck show at 6. Brady Singer gets the nod as the Royals take out a really good Astros team. Look at every team during this stretch we know is good. But 4-3 during this 20-game stretch right now after
taken 3 of 4 from the Guardians.
We can talk a few more Royals here in just a little bit. Next up on What's Trending, though, got a little bit of an update on the Rashee Rice suspension situation. Look, the truth is, I've been saying for at least 6 weeks on this show, I did not think Rashee Rice was going to get suspended this year. And certainly for the last like 3 weeks, I would say locally, that has overwhelmingly been the thought inside of Kansas City and people who cover the team. But today, the NFL essentially did their version of making it official, saying that they do not intend to suspend Rashee Rice until there is a material change in his legal proceedings. Currently, as it sits right now, he has 0 court dates on the books for his criminal charges and 1 court date on the book for his civil charges, that being all the way into next summer. So the NFL openly admitting they're not going to suspend Rashee Rice this year. If you remember all the guys who got suspended a week ago, every single one of them had their legal process taken place. Now, right. If we looked at those suspensions, I still think we're looking at between 4 and 6 games for Rashee Rice. We can get an idea of how long he's going to be suspended. I just think it's going to be in 2025.
I cannot be the only one that was a little worried when Cody started saying material. I was worried he's about to go to Madonna and start singing Material Girl or something. No. That was going to be
sing until the 21st.
You cannot.
I lose in guillotine next week, October.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Next up on What's Trending, big college football weekend ahead. All 3 local schools in action beginning tonight. KU and MU both in action. For Kansas, they're at Children's Mercy Park. 44.5-point favorites against Lindenwood. For the Missouri Tigers, they're in Columbia hosting Murray State, where the Tigers are 47.5-point favorites at last check. I think the line has moved a little bit on some of the totals. When we were on this morning, KU over-under in that game was 59 points. It's up over 60. We were talking with Rob about the 61. A lot of points, I think, tonight in the KU-Lindenwood game. That's the expectation, at least, as the line keeps moving in that direction as well. But good to have college football back. We know K-State will play Saturday against UT Martin.
We had given earlier our statements of where they'll be. Another thing we could probably reiterate before we get out of here. But next up on What's Trending, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors agree on a new 1-year extension worth $62 million. That's NBA money for you, Gold. 1 year, $62 million. Steph Curry, not even the highest paid player in the league, but this is the way it works sometimes when you're one of the best players in the league and you're the best player in their franchise history. They're just not going to let you go. I always kind of thought maybe Steph would do the 1 year somewhere else, but to this point, he hasn't done that. But it might end up somewhere else, you know?
Yeah. Steph Curry, Olympic performance was epic, and then that game against Serbia in particular, him and Durant saved the entire gold medal.
It was fun watching LeBron and Steph together. Those are the 2 best basketball players, probably the most successful basketball players of my lifetime of, like, regularly watching the NBA. It's fun to see them on a team together.
Lastly, on What's Trending, Patriots did name Jacoby Brissett their starting quarterback, at least for week 1. So the rookie Drake May will have to wait a couple more weeks. I think at some point he starts, but not going to start week 1 as the Patriots take on the Cincinnati Bengals. That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold.
Why,
Alex Gold,
say it like that?
Cody Tapp, because I get your reaction. Drew Nixon here on 96.5 The Fan.
We could have put in What's Trending that Jamar Chase wasn't practice today, but once again wasn't practicing. But I wasn't at practice.
That's true. You know,
dedicated
that's
to true. The team, man.
Well, not that, not dedicated. That, not that dedicated.
That'd be like,
right.
Dude, that'd be he like me showing play. Up to the show, not talking for 4 hours, and then you say, Cody's dedicated to the show, because what, I'm physically here? No,
also, he Jamar Chase has 2 years left on his deal. Brandon Ayuk does not.
That is why everybody who's freaking out about the contract should have never have been freaking. Like,
well, that's why it's what he's doing is, quote-unquote, worse. Like, I'm normally pro player, go get your money. He has 2 years left on his deal. I get why Cincinnati's pushing back a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I agree it's not good that he showed up Zach Taylor, but he's playing week 1. He knows going into it
50-50.
It's more pointless for him to. It would make sense if it were going into the last year of his deal.
But
100%. For him to not play, for him to do this, it's fine. I don't.
But he's done already this stuff. This is kind of crazy.
I think it's fine. I think it's. Okay. It doesn't matter.
We'll see what happens, man. So earlier today on the show, we brought in a cake. Drew had candles lit up and everything.
Cake?
Yeah, the cake ended up being good. You opened up the gift, which was, we were supposed to have a gag gift. It wasn't going to make it in time.
What was the gag gift going
to
be?
Well, it was related to my guest that I was working with somebody else to try to get a guest on. It's just not going to happen, unfortunately. You turned 40, right?
Correct.
It's a big birthday. At that point, there's some changes that, you know, you need to be protecting.
perhaps in the future, your health. And so we were, well, a colorectal surgeon was supposed to call in, a good friend
and
of the show.
And they didn't come on?
They did
the
not.
Show?
They were supposed to give you some advice and warn you how important it is to go. It's your fourth time to go get that colonoscopy and everything. And we were supposed to have some gag gifts.
That I thought all that did was not, at 50. Is that at 40? Should I be getting a colonoscopy?
I think they've officially lowered it to 45.
Oh.
So still not right, I don't think 40, but I believe 45 is now the new recommended
age. I thought
age.
Maybe you're trying to get Mike Gundy on this show.
He would never agree to that.
Why? We're a Big 12.
Why would Mike Gundy, the I'm a man thing, I don't think game week he would do that. They play tonight, don't they? There's no way he was coming on.
I think they play Saturday. And they'll get beat by South Dakota State as well.
Okay.
Number one team in FCS.
See, someone says that 50. There, I believe there's new research. I think 50. I think it used to be 50. I think it's now not 40 either, but 45.
I really want you to try and replicate the I'm a man, I'm 40, Cody. I don't know if you'd be able to give it quite the fire.
If there's a doctor, text in.
Given the whole speech?
Oh, no. I'm just saying, say that. Like, if you said, I'm a man, I'm 40, if you could give it with the tenacity that Mike Gundy did.
Oh, of course. I'm a man! He says it. He practically yells it. I'm 40! He's just a kid! He gets so upset about it.
Come after me or whatever.
Come after me.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
I'd have to look up the words, but yeah.
I looked up.
I think you guys
United,
nailed it.
The task force, United States Preventative Services Task Force, recommends people between the age of 45 and 75 get regular screenings for colorectal cancer. So you're not 45 yet, but anyway, we were going to have some fun with that, but another time, 5 years from now.
You could have had Steve Carell. As correctly pointed out.
Oh, yeah, I could have easily. Yes.
On Twitch.
I could have had Michael Jordan call in, too. How could
Steve
I not pull that up?
Michael Jordan. You know? Relax. You could have tried harder, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Very appreciative of that. Okay.
I'm kidding. I just.
Come after me.
Yeah. Come after me.
I'm a man. Yeah. I'm 40.
You did get a whiskey smoker kit from Drew and I. That thing's going to be good.
Might use it this weekend.
It reminded me, the reason why we got you as a gift, that because when we were in Vegas. At dinner, we had the cocktail cart.
Yeah.
And they had the real smoke. I mean, they poured the whole drink in a huge, already smoke-infused thing. That was cool.
Yeah. You had a whole,
this is your own miniature version.
Gold got a very fancy cart. It looked nice. Not even going to complain. I only had wine at dinner. I kind of wish I had gotten that $30 old-fashioned. And in Vegas, that's not even that expensive. I got our drinks up at the Legacy Club, and I think that those were all in the same price range. I don't think...
Legacy Club
different.
View is awesome. By the way, we're back out in Vegas in October. You've already heard commercials
all
starting
the
up.
Details.
We're going to be in Vegas for the Chiefs-Raiders game. You guys should join us out there. We're going to have a ton of fun. I mean, that place is awesome. We have tried to show you through photos and everything. It is the place to watch sporting events in Vegas, and we'll be broadcasting live on Thursday and Friday of that game week. That Friday night, we'll have a party at their overhang bar with drink specials and a chance to win a pair of tickets to that game. Plus, you can watch games all weekend long at Stadium Swim. The world's largest sports book is there as well. Imagine this weekend, even. And October is going to be World Series weekend, too. But imagine a college football weekend at that sports book. Seriously, it's the place to be if you go to Vegas. So hopefully you guys join us out there at the end of October.
That's the key. You do all three. You meet us at the overhang bar on Friday night, right? World Series game, hypothetically. Maybe a little like random Friday night college football.
Yeah.
Full day Saturday football at Circa Swim. And then you can go watch the Chiefs. Just get tickets to the game and head on down there. You have a chance to win tickets to the game at our party at Circa. So should be a great weekend. You and I were like, well, what if we just stayed like a week instead of like 3 days? We were trying to extend our time there, you know, make the most of it.
Text line said we should have had a doctor pre-schedule an appointment for a prostate exam. All very important.
In studio?
Oh, no.
Is that what you're asking
for?
No,
that's the text line. No.
Did you mention the...
I don't think they do that. I don't think they do office calls for that one.
I might have missed it. Did you guys mention the text about a colonoscopy expert from the 913?
They said Scott Parks is... in what way? Because he's older?
I don't know.
Is that just an old joke or has he gotten like a bunch of those?
Or did he get one recently? I don't know.
I don't know if that's meant to be shade or if that's meant to...
Something tells me that if Parks got a colonoscopy, he talked about it on the air.
I think Fesco talked about his on the air. I think he got one within the last month or two.
Well, semi-recently.
I'm pretty sure. I also reached out to Bob to try to see if he had any leftover pamphlets and medicine that you had to drink that chalky stuff the night before. I went through effort.
The worst part about it is the like horrifying diarrhea the night before.
That's what everybody says.
Thing.
None of us on this show have ever had one, but that's what I've heard, yes.
Can't wait.
You're 5 years away.
I haven't had it for a colonoscopy, but I've had to take some stuff where you like clean your entire system out. If you need MRI. MRI, depending on where it's at, like if it's like your pelvis,
a lot of MRIs.
Like,
I don't know what kind of doctor you're going to. Oh, I see. If you're, it's like in your pelvis.
If it's in a certain area, you need to drink like the dye.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Sure, I've done that.
Yeah, it makes it shows up all blue or purple when they scan it or whatever.
I've done that. That's
much. Hey, we're talking about this like chalky stuff.
Yeah,
everybody
cleaning your system out, correct?
Yeah. You got to clear the decks before everything gets started away. All right, honest answer before we talk maybe some Royals or college football before we get out of here. I'll be 40 on Sunday. How old do you think I look? What's your...
I'll give you that. Oh, not 40 for right. sure. I think, 35.
Look, I'm not getting carded anymore. Let's not pretend like you're like, you look like you're 24.
If you're clean shaven...
I don't think I've gotten a shave in this week.
35, 36. I think you're right in the mid-30s.
That's good.
Mid-30s.
Not bad. Five under?
Drew, you still look like you're 19.
Drew, what's your honest answer? You see me a lot.
Hang on. First, you just said that you haven't shaved all week?
No, that's all week. This is a week
long. Who's gone over this? He doesn't have, like, any body. His hair doesn't grow. Like,
no chest hair. No hair on my ass, as we covered yesterday. I don't have hairy arms.
Yeah. I would say
I don't grow facial hair.
I would say 35.
Okay.
Gold, I would say you're younger than what your age is as well, if I were to
34
guess.
In January.
Yeah. I would say you're younger than that as well.
I look like I'm 30.
I would say similar downgrade, where you're like 5 years younger.
Yeah.
Rob had a beard today. He was looking more his age today. I think it was like the way the beard was shaped.
I think it was the stash. I almost had to do a double take.
Yeah. He's definitely got a stash thing going. I don't know if that's a long-term thing or just we've all been there. We're like, yeah, screw it. Not gonna shave. I don't know what's going on there.
If you want to ever look at our faces, you can follow us on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, or Facebook at TheFan965.
Someone wants to know, Drew, does your dentist make you take your pants off too? That's not supposed to happen if that's the case. They're trying to give you advice to make sure.
That does not happen.
Someone else says, Cody, you look like you're 12.
Okay, I don't think I look that young.
Google the loud kid from Polar Express.
Oh, I know exactly. What? Here, hold on. I know.
Oh, I got it. I mean, I've seen the movie, but I don't remember this part.
I've never seen that movie.
What? You've never?
All right. I'm surprised you've never seen Polar Express. Your kids, I figure, would like that movie. Your kid, it seems like right up your kid's alley. Maybe at least a couple years ago.
We watched some other ones. Elf or, Charlie Brown, whatever.
This is who they claim Cody is.
Damn.
All right, block that person on the text line. It's almost my birthday. Block that person.
Ouch.
They're being rude to me.
Wow.
I don't block them. It's fine. Any person with glasses, immediately, this is who I look like.
Yeah, someone thought, we had Mike Palm from Circa on, they thought it was your cousin.
Yeah, that's right. He did a great job on the show.
September 1st, Kansas will launch sports betting.
That's my birthday.
Yeah, your birthday is on Sunday.
I'll never forget. I will never understand. So I guess is my birthday Monday? Well, I don't know what day it is.
No, it's Sunday.
You don't even know what day?
Sunday. I'll figure it out eventually. I will never understand the editorial decision to air that. It will never make it. Now, I didn't have to say it. But like, in fairness, I think if you listen for the next 4 minutes straight on the air.
Here was the sequence.
And live with what that will look like, Rebecca.
Chris, the goal was to make sure that sports betting would be legal in the state of Kansas by the time the Chiefs kicked off and the stadium was packed. So even though it won't be legal in Missouri where I'm standing, it should be legal in Kansas.
September 1st, Kansas will launch sports betting.
That's my birthday!
610 Sport Radio.
She doesn't even hesitate. I think like 4 minutes after that, Alex talks for like 4 minutes straight, giving everyone the laydown on sports wagering and where it is in Missouri.
And by the way, fast forward a couple years and right now it's headed to the ballot. We shall see in Missouri. There's obviously a pending lawsuit.
I guess I'll always remember when Cody's birthday is because rent's due on that same day. The first of the month.
It's just an easy one to remember because all you got to do is remember the month. You don't have to. It's the first one. It's not like you don't have to be like, is it the 8th or 9th?
September 1st one?
I can't.
Literally
it's
is the
just
first
the first day. Mm-hmm. I told you growing up, we used to eat cake on the 2nd. We just got one cake for me and my sister because her birthday's on the 2nd.
So I have I have a twin sister. Yeah. We would have, that was the whole thing. I like growing up as a kid, I like cookie cake more than regular cake.
So one day
we would do the same time. We would have two cakes that night. Our birthday's the same
twin
day.
Cakes?
Well, I know the birthday's the same day. We're twins. So that'd be rude if one of us got a cake and the other didn't.
Just switch. Well, just every other year.
We had one cake that she liked and I had a cookie cake growing up.
Hmm. So you got
I was pro cookie cake.
Still pro cookie cake. Yeah. In fairness, no. Of my six brothers and sisters, four of the birthdays are in September. Like we're all just
that's crazy.
My dad's late August, so it's like
all at once.
Everyone's
man.
Just all kind of like squished together in the birthday department.
Anyway, we're not going to be on the show tomorrow. Binks filling in, so that's why we wanted to do that. So have a good birthday. Any big plans?
No big plans. Laying pretty low.
You got a nice long weekend, though.
You know, my wife is coming out with me to Vegas in October. I figure we'll, yeah.
Barry Henson. Shout out Barry Henson.
You know, so we'll have some fun then. And her 40th will be coming up early next year. So we'll probably do something together somewhere, you know, later in the year.
There you go.
I don't need to. I don't know. I was never going to be the like. Let's have a giant party person. Yeah. That was
40's a big one though.
That
man.
Was 40's never going to be.
40's pretty big.
Maybe a 50.
I mean, 50. Well, that's big as well. 40's a pretty big birthday. Tonight, college football gets underway. You guys excited for this? I mean, it's going to be a fun fall. We went through earlier in the show. If you missed it, in the 10 o'clock hour today on 96.5 The Fan, we talked about all three local schools, kind of how we each see it playing out for KU, K State, and Missouri. We know two of them go tonight. Look, these games should not be competitive whatsoever. I disagree with, I saw some people texting when we were talking about KU and K-State and Missouri, and specifically tonight's games where Missouri is like a 47-point favorite and KU's a 44-point favorite. Like, oh, if they don't cover, you know, that's like, no.
I don't care about that. Just win by like four touchdowns.
As long as they don't have to kick a game-winning field goal or they're down in the fourth quarter, it's all good. None of these teams should be trailing in the second half late or anything like that, but the idea of like it says anything about how the year's going to go. If they get through healthy and you don't win by 40, you win by 21, I don't think anybody should be panicking.
So does that mean that somebody's going to be disappointed if Missouri wins 56-7 tonight?
Of course
tonight?
Not. Well, they shouldn't be. I mean,
that would be silly. Ludicrous.
Missouri's going to the college football playoff.
If they won 40-20, you shouldn't be upset.
Right.
It's the first game. They're not going to be like way up for it. Missouri had a close game early last year. Didn't stop them from having a really good season. Yeah. That would have gotten them in the college football playoff last year. The first game is the first game. Sometimes people just take it seriously and they win by 85, and sometimes they win by like 20, and it doesn't matter.
Is a lot of points.
It is. I do think Kansas tonight against Lindenwood. So Jalen Daniels,
they have a better chance to cover than Missouri.
He's going
to
play the entire first half and maybe a drive or two. I think if the game's where we believe it'll be, I think they really want Cole Ballard to play because of the injury risk of Daniels. Not only to protect him tonight, but if Daniels were to go down, they got to get Cole Ballard work with this brand new offensive coordinator in this offense more. He filled in a little bit last year and at times looked decent. Chris Ballard's kid. So I think they will be pushing it till the end, meaning a lot of points tonight. Yeah. And so that's why I like the over in the game, 59 points.
To that point, 249 Miles of Football podcast, another one out today. We did not have this person on, but covered some of the stuff they talked about. Lance Leipold was talking about he was getting asked backup quarterback questions in the beginning of fall camp. Maybe the reason that you're saying Gold is like, look, is Cole Ballard the guy?
They don't
like,
have Jason like, Bean back there.
Bean was a good safety.
It's no longer Jason.
Didn't Bean make the practice squad for the Colts, which is Chris Ballard
he had a really good preseason.
Did he
make
it as a
quarterback? Practice squad guy.
He did it as a quarterback, right?
Yeah, he was impressive, yeah. As someone points out, like 913-586-7965, Mizzou won by 3 in the middle of Tennessee.
That was the game. Yep.
You know what I mean? So anything that happens in week one, as long it doesn't mean, oh my gosh, they're just going to be a crappy team all year. You know what I mean? Not at all.
Man, is it the
same
thing?
You're Florida State, in which case.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, technically the same thing with Florida State because they could run the table the rest of the way and they're in. So, I mean, that's where.
But that's talking about, like, I mean, you know, that's the scale of, like, are they winning the, you know,
the ACC.
How good are they?
The ACC is
I don't think Florida State's only winning five games now because they lost their game.
They're still winning 19 games, I'm sure.
All three local schools are going to win this weekend. It's just, including tonight, it's just to what extent is everybody get through healthy and things heat up in a couple weeks.
It's really hard to look at it and be like, oh, yeah, this really means a lot because they beat Murray. You know,
it'll be nice just
to do that. You can't.
My official prediction for the season is Missouri makes the college football playoff after finishing third in the SEC. Kansas State makes the college football playoff after winning the Big 12, and Kansas finishes like third or fourth, third, I think probably in the Big 12 and misses.
Yeah, I have
that's my official prediction.
Missouri over on their win total, over 9.5. I think they win 10 games this year, which will make it really dicey, but I think they won't lose to A&M. One of their losses are going to be to Oklahoma and Alabama, and that'll make it very interesting at the end of the season for them. And then I have KU winning 9 games, K-State winning 9 games. The winner of the Sunflower Showdown will be the 9th win. We'll get to the Big 12 title game against Utah. I think Utah wins.
Okay. Utah, even though with the questions at quarterback for themselves, huh?
Their defense is amazing, and their head coach still underrated.
One of the best in the country.
Yeah, I think he might be. So looking forward to college football being back. Hope everybody has a great long weekend. We're back at it on Tuesday. By then, the Royals hopefully are in first place.
First by multiple games,
Yeah, by multiple games. We'll also be just a couple days away from the start of the Chiefs' three-peat campaign on Thursday night. So we'll talk to you guys on Tuesday right here on 96.5 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.